It's Good Friday, and we're out today, so we're going to take the opportunity to have a little fun flashback for you here on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
It's an all-new After the Show podcast, our first one of the new year. Murphy is still here, smiling, but quiet, mostly quiet, on vocal rest.
Yeah.
My guess is a few more days vocal rest, and then he'll start whispering.
Yeah.
What do you think, Murph?
Yes.
Thanks. Via voice to text. Anyway, so Sam, you had a major.
He types for about 30 seconds.
And then we get, yeah. Yes. Well, that's.
It still hurts.
Oh, your throat. I know. It was such a rough bout. And we haven't communicated with you much, Sam, because we knew we were dealing with flu in our house.
I was dealing with recovery.
Right. Recovery from surgery, major dental.
And all my teeth taken out and a whole couple of new racks put in.
Did you send Murphy the same pictures you sent me?
of the
bruising.
Oh, the bruising? I think I did.
The bruising on your neck.
Yeah, bruising. By the way, I asked him about that. I went back for my 1 week, and they said that was because of that's where the blood settled.
Wow.
They said some people get it in their chest. They bruise up in their chest.
Oh, wow.
Because I was thinking it was from the, the
intubation.
The intubation up my nose. But they said no, because I had it under one eye, and I had it sporadically throughout my beard on my cheeks.
Yeah.
Inside of my top lip I was like, oh, my God, the first time I saw it, it scared me.
You probably looked like you'd been in a big fight.
Oh, yeah, I puffed up really good.
It's a lot of trauma to the area when they're doing all of that. It's trauma to your body when you have surgery.
The one thing I was worried about, and I don't know if you can tell me if you've heard it or not, is a slight lisp.
It's slight.
Yeah.
It's like a 1%.
Yeah. And it's something I'm going to have to, work on as I speak because,
right.
I mean, this is my profession.
It could be so worse.
It could get better, too.
It will get better.
Because this is just at home. When you're sitting at home alone for 2 weeks, there's nobody to talk to except the dog.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come inside, Guff.
Aw. Yeah.
But being here this morning or being here today and doing this, it's helped.
Good.
Because I got to talk more. And what they originally said about my tongue finding its place, that's what it is. Because what they do is they build all these teeth on a fake gum that attaches to your gums and your bone.
Yes.
So there's a slight difference in how much room my tongue has now as to what it used to have. Just a couple millimeters.
Right.
But it's enough to make you.
Right.
If I'm lazy, there's a lisping. If I pay attention to what I'm saying. It's not as bad.
You
look great now, like nothing happened, except new teeth, of course.
Yeah.
Lisp is only slight.
Yeah.
It's true.
Good.
Thanks, Murph. Yeah. It's true. I honestly don't think I would have noticed it. I would have eventually noticed it because we do this together every day. We talk so much together today, every day. But you said there's something different. Yeah, maybe you'll hear it. And when you said that, then I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that thing where you point out, hey, I put on 5 pounds. Can you tell? You know, people see what you show them.
And I remember when you had your knee surgery, your foot surgery way back, and they'd intubated you, and that changed your voice forever.
It did.
And that made me wonder, is that going to happen? And I don't think that's happened at all.
My voice went lower. I sounded like a teenager before my foot surgery. So weird. Everyone's different.
They did do that injection on me where I was numb for like 3 days.
Oh, whoa.
Which was really... It gets you through that first weekend.
Oh.
And, I mean, they put you on the medicine right away. It's like, Percocet. Every 3 hours, it's a Percocet or a 800 milligram ibuprofen, alternating back and forth.
And did you?
Yeah, until maybe a week I went with the Percocet.
What'd you think about Percocet?
Really? I don't know if there's something wrong with me because the Percocet, I had to take a Valium before I went in.
Yes.
To calm me down, and
you're like, impervious.
I don't feel it, but does that mean it's working? I don't know. It doesn't seem to knock me out or anything.
I had Percocet when I was recovering from my foot surgery, and boy, was I different.
Well, you were looped.
I was crazy. So loopy. I was susceptible to it all.
The doctor may not want to hear this, but I went to Walmart. I did my stuff. I was not loopy.
Right.
Or it was just really, I guess, for the pain.
Right. Well, it may have helped you and you just didn't know it.
I was a little concerned at first because I tried to see my teeth and I couldn't open my mouth wide enough because everything was either swollen or dead.
Numb.
My lips felt like they were balloons, even though I know they weren't.
Mm.
So when I try to see what the teeth looked like, they were so far back.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is great. I wanted to be able to
Oh, smile
now,
right away.
Now that everything is worn off.
Mm-hmm. It's did you drink?
Yeah. Good question.
Wasn't supposed to use a straw, but I did.
Why?
It's light sucking. Okay. It's just light. When I was in recovery, they gave me, here's some water. You can't have a straw. And so I tried to drink it, and Murphy.
I spilled it.
We joke about being numb and not being able to drink. This was like, if they'd had a video camera, because I could feel it running down my shirt.
That's
and it was
sad.
Just
like,
you leave puddles everywhere.
Yeah, I was. And they were mopping me up. And because I couldn't feel anything, there was still in recovery stuff going on in my mouth, blood.
Yeah.
So like I'm just sitting there and it's just
blood's coming out,
pouring out onto my shirt because I can't feel that it's doing it.
Horror movie stuff.
That was just recovery. I took a couple naps in recovery, and that really helped because I came out with a severe headache, and they said that was the anesthesia.
Oh, wow.
Lights out, and Christmas music was playing in the office.
Oh, and you were like, no.
I'm tired of hearing Mariah.
You were Grinch, yeah.
I was afraid to sneeze.
Oh, I bet.
That didn't occur to me until after. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Bless
but
you,
luckily, in their post-op was like, if you have to sneeze, let it go. Well, don't try to hold it in because it'll just do something pressure-wise. And what's funny, I didn't sneeze for 2 weeks. Trust me, I know, because I kept waiting for it.
Aww.
And the first time I did sneeze, it was like, okay, that wasn't bad. But
normally are a big sneezer. When you sneeze, it's usually pretty powerful.
The cool thing, and I was not in the shape to take pictures of it. Mm-hmm. And maybe next time when I go back for my checkup for Murphy was the tool they used. Okay, so the teeth, they put them in, and I sent you all the x-rays. I have 6 screws in the top and 6 screws in the bottom. They set those in your jaw, and then when they put the teeth in, they screw the teeth into those ones that are set in your,
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a tool that looks like just like, an electric toothbrush or any of those little dental tools, and on the end of it's an Allen wrench. The tiniest Allen wrench you've ever seen.
Oh.
And he's putting it in my mouth, and it's like you hear like a cordless drill.
Yeah, that is kind of a guy thing.
I mean, it almost was like NASCAR,
I know that you want it to be like NASCAR.
It was the coolest thing. And since I have no nerves anymore in there, ooh, I don't feel it. And then there were holes in the back of my teeth where the screws go in. And so when I went for my 1 week, they kind of filled those in.
Here's my big question.
Is that what they use to take security tags off clothes at the department store?
No, Murph. No.
No, it wasn't that.
I have a question.
And I'm still tender under my nose. That's the only spot where I'm really still tender.
Mm. The teeth that you have in now look great, but they're temporary.
Yeah, see,
I don't understand that.
Printed resin teeth.
I don't understand that. If they're going to go to the trouble to give you temporary teeth that you have to get used to for all these weeks, I don't understand you having to take those out and have new ones put in again. Won't that be trauma all over again?
No, because everything will be healed up by then. They're just unscrewing, taking them out, putting the new
ones
in, screwing them in.
And it will be the same feeling? Will you have a whole ramp-up time with the actual final teeth?
I may. I don't know yet. I think these are just in because, number one, I need teeth.
Yeah.
And they print them. So, and it's supposed to let me heal. It's supposed to let my tongue figure out where it's supposed to go.
Sure.
Everything normal. And once we get, okay, now we're good on this. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to make your permanent ones.
Oh, okay. It's like a test.
Do you get to keep them?
You know what? That's the first I ever thought of that. I am now.
Yeah, asked.
Well,
they shouldn't fit anyone else.
I don't know.
In the world.
I got to look at them first. Because if I look at it and it ugs me out. Because when they took all my teeth out, I did not want to see myself recovery without teeth.
Of course.
I just don't want to see that.
Sure.
So when I get the teeth, by the way, they gave all my old teeth to a university dental school for them to work on to like
study,
fill in.
That's awesome.
So I have to look at these, and if it looks kind of cool, I'll keep it.
Always good to have spare parts handy.
And by the way, I did bring my fake teeth in when I went in. But it was so quick, I didn't even get a chance to use the joke.
To show it and show them.
Yeah.
Okay. As prop oriented as you are, as much as you like props, I think that as long as they don't ug you out, I think you should keep the temporary teeth if you can.
Yeah.
It's so crazy what you've been through. But you were right. You said right before we went off on vacation and you were about to get your new teeth and we visited with Santa, you said, I think I'm going to be fine. I'm going to do this fine. And I remember thinking, this is the most serious surgery he's ever had. And it's such a delicate part of the body. One tiny milli something changes and your pain changes, your feeling, the sound.
Yeah.
I was worried that you were going to be different.
It was fine. I mean, I even told Sammy, not that I did it when we were done that day, because it was 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. I said, like, I could drive home.
Ugh.
Glad you did it. Are you relieved?
Yeah, I'm glad. It wasn't as traumatic as I thought it was. Good. I went into it positive, like you said, and I don't know if that helped or not.
Of course it does. Attitude does matter and everything.
Okay. But it never really was like, okay, I cannot take this anymore.
Good.
Everything was, they tell you to jump on the medicine right away. I mean, they gave me my first pill in recovery.
Nice.
And I had to suck down some Go-Gurt or something, which I've never had before. Mm. You want to see something funny? A little pouch of that Go-Gurt?
Trying to get
that
in.
When you can't use your mouth because everything's numb.
Aw.
And hey, you need this with your pill. I was like, what pill?
Those are the videos we want, but oh well. Anyway, I'm so glad. I'm so relieved for you because if you take however long it takes to get used to the new placement of your tongue, I mean, you don't sound different really at all.
I don't have
so slight.
I have to go in a month, which will be the end of this month, and then 2 months and 3 months and 4 months until they finally, like, let's swap them out. I don't foresee anything. I don't. Well, there's not like, okay, this thing over here is bothering me or this thing over here. I'm chewing on my inside of my mouth. Nothing right now is bothering me.
Superhero patient.
Here's the weird thing. I can't feel the teeth. Because there's no nerves.
Oh, wow.
The first time I was
That'd be great.
Like about 2 or 3 days in, I ate some ice cream. And when I put it in my mouth, it's like, I don't feel this ice cream.
Wow.
And that wasn't because of the shot, the numbing. That was because these teeth feel nothing.
That's great.
Which that concerns me when it comes to eating real foods again.
Be careful still.
Because I'm going to have to start chewing. And it's like, am I going to chew the food? Am I going to chew myself?
Is that a forever feeling?
Right. Good question.
I think so, because I don't feel
if you don't have the nerves, you don't have the nerves. They don't grow back, right?
Now, food-wise, I know we talked a little bit about this in the show, but it's not just a bunch of soups and smoothies. I mean, I've had my fair share of protein smoothies, and I kept Smoothie King in business, for the past 2 weeks.
Love it.
Which, by the way,
Murphy knows he's a fan.
If you get an angel food, a strawberry banana, and you add peanut butter, it's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. Yes. But food-wise... stuff that you can mash. I made meatballs with macaroni.
That sounds delicious.
I made shepherd's pie. I went and bought some frozen gnocchi, the little.
And I bought gnocchi.
That. It's, you're not eating for enjoyment right now. I'm just eating for nourishment.
Right.
Because it's like, I love the meatballs, but it's like, you're just putting them in and going, Pringles, perfect shape for this.
They're shaped like the mouth.
That's right.
And they melt.
You put them in there.
And they
you
melt.
You press your tongue up against the roof of your mouth. They crack and crumble and they fall down your throat.
That is the biggest tip of the day.
I tell you, I was amazed. I was like,
that's
I can
fun.
Eat a chip. Because I was like, I can't eat Oreos. I can't eat pretzels, any of that other stuff right now.
Wow. That is such a good report. Pringles, so happy about it.
Oh, and I can't bite my nails.
Good.
It's driving me
Finally.
Insane.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.